AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. The idea is to keep Iran from getting nuclear weapons. And this morning, there is a deal.
It is a great honor for us to announce that we have reached an agreement on the Iranian nuclear issue.
The European Union's Federica Mogherini speaking just moments ago, saying the deal involves Iran under no circumstances getting or building a nuclear weapon. Standing beside her just moments ago, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif speaking in Farsi. Now, earlier we were told the deal was intended to keep Iran from producing enough material for a nuclear weapon for at least 10 years, and it would put in place new rules for inspections of Iranian facilities. In exchange, Tehran would get relief from sanctions that have been straining its economy. We expect to hear from President Obama momentarily. Our Mark Smith is live at the White House.
Rita, the president sees this deal as central to a foreign policy legacy of ending two wars and, in his view, avoiding others. But he knows his first job will be defending it against a skeptical Congress. Under an accord struck earlier this year, lawmakers have 60 days to review the deal, and critics who think it will enable a rogue regime's march toward the bomb will seek to torpedo it. Rita?
Mark Smith live there at the White House. A Boston police officer's son will be in court today, accused in a terror plot aimed at university students. Authorities say 23-year-old Alexander Chicola is an Islamic State group sympathizer who planned to set off bombs at a university and execute students live online. His family says he's mentally ill. Mexico's offering a reward of almost $4 million for El Chapo, the infamous drug lord who escaped from prison over the weekend. This is AP Radio News. It could rain for the All-Star game tonight in Cincinnati. Ron Friedman is there.
The starting pitchers in tonight's 86th Midsummer Classic, lefty Zach Greinke of the Dodgers for the NL, and right-hander Dallas Keuchel of the Houston Astros for the AL. Kansas City manager Ned Yost, managing his first All-Star squad, has seven of his Royals on his team, including three starters, right fielder Lorenzo Cain, catcher Salvador Perez, and shortstop Alcides Escobar. National League skipper Bruce Bochy, managing the NL for the third time in five seasons, has four of his Giants on his squad. Ron Friedman, Cincinnati.
A NASA spacecraft is zipping past Pluto this hour, taking photographs and collecting information. The spacecraft has already beamed back the best ever images of Pluto, which has been left largely unexplored until now. The spacecraft is coming within 7,800 miles of Pluto. That's considered pretty close, and it's traveling at 31,000 miles per hour. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.